Alvikina of Elysium.
In Kina Mem Hei, the second to last Kina, we read about pain. The illustration of pain, whether we're talking about physical or emotional, the greatest pain in this world is the pain of separation. Let's think about it for a moment. Physically, there is nothing more horrible than separating a limb from a live, healthy person with or without anesthetics. Our bodies are equipped with sensors, nerve endings that warn us of impending danger before it is too late. A cut, a toothache, an infection are all there to warn us before the loss of a limb, or worse, chas v'shalom. Emotionally, the pain of separation is once again at the top of the list. The loss of a loved one forever is what we call death. The loss of a loved one in a relationship, a breakup, a friendship, even the loss of someone going away for an extended period of time or not for an extended period of time. You can go to the airport on any day of any week and see people that are taking leave of one another, not even for that long. And you too can see the pain of separation. They might be going to camp. They might be going away to school, but the pain of being physically separated is the biggest pain we have in this world. As a baby grows inside its mother, and finally the birth process begins, there is a synthesis of the greatest pain known to mankind. Physically, what was once part of one body is now being separated and becoming two. Emotionally, a certain kirva has to be let go. We also know that when one cannot get past this pain, it creates a depression. The Kina evokes this imagery. It contrasts the pain of a baby being born of labor, the pain of birth, to the pain of a young, engaged, or recently married woman. It contrasts the physical pain of the churban with the emotional pain of opportunity lost. The emotional pain of a young woman who has lost Ba'al Ne'ureha, the relationship between the Ribbono Shel Olam and ourselves is one described as Ahavas Gelulo Soyech, that magical time right before and right after a young couple has married and their whole life is ahead of them. Kimo Isha Bitzireha v'chiv sula chagura sak al ba'al ne'ureha, as their life is ahead of them and abruptly their life together ends. The pain of missed and lost opportunity is so acute. The pain of young people in love with so much ahead of themselves. This kina could have been, and most likely was, written thousands of years ago. It seems just after the Churban, but yet it is frightfully easy to to read the most recent events into the Kina as well. Ale Armon Asher Nutash Be'ashmas Tzon Adoreha. What we have lost and what we continue to lose. Whether it was Bate Midrashos and Bate Knesios in Gush Katif, which has brought the concept of Otef Aza now being Ashkelon, Ashdod, Kiryat Gat, and Beit Shemesh. But reading current events into ancient kinos is really our avoda. It's the avoda of today, and it's not only our avoda, but understanding that any and all Sara and Churban is a direct result of the Churban and Heder Beis Hamikdash is not only our avoda today, but it is also the key to our survival. In a story attributed to the great conqueror, and it makes no difference whether it's true or not, a man who understood destruction only too well, Napoleon, saw and heard the Jews of his time sitting and crying on Tisha B'Av. And when inquiring further as to what they were crying about, what recent Sarah that he didn't know about, and he was told that it was something that happened years and years ago, he said, a people that can still cry over something that happened so long ago is a people that will never forget and never disappear. In understanding the special Ahavas Kululosayev, I'd like to mention a Gemara. It's quite famous, but still, that we learned, those learning the Daf Yomi learned a few weeks ago, and it's on Chav Tes Amad Aleph in Tanis. Tana Rabbanan, Mi Shecharev Habayis Barishona. When the Beis Hamikdash was being destroyed the first time, Niskabtu Kitos Kitos Shel Pirchei Kuhuna Umaftechos Ha'echol B'yadon. Groups and groups of young Kohanim assembled with the keys of the Hechol in their hands. Ba'alu L'gag Ha'echol, they went up to the roof. Ba'amru L'fon Abribono Shel Olam. Ho'il B'loz Ochino Lios Kizborin Ne'amonim. If we are not worthy, if we are not privileged to be trusted caretakers, let the keys be taken back. Uzrakum klape mala, and they threw them up. V'yatisa ke'en pis asyad v'kiblasan mehem. V'hem kotsu v'naflu l'socha or. And I wondered, when they went up to the roof, and they threw these keys up, what were they expecting to happen? On Chafei Amud Aleph, a few daf earlier, we read the story of Hanina ben Dosa and the utter poverty that he and his wife had. And finally, seemingly with no other brera, she says to Hanina ben Dosa, well, maybe we should daven and get something from on high. And he does. And then she has a dream. And she wants to give it back. She wants to give back the golden leg that they received. So he says, Bayirach mi dinishke milu minach. She says, let's daven. Daven that they should take it back for us. And Tana, Gadol Hayanes Achrom Yosef Min Arishon. The nace of taking it back was greater than the nace of giving it. De Gemiri, because we have a tradition, De Me'ab Yavi, but Mishka Lo Shokli. Gemiri, Me'ab Yavi, Mishka Lo Shokli, to do a nace in order to take something away is a greater nace than to give. What were they thinking when they went up there? And they threw the maftechos up. Were they expecting a great nace to take the maftechos from them? Gemiri, me'av yavi, mishkaloshakli. And I think it happened a little differently. I'd like to paint the picture of what might have happened with these Pirchei Kuhuna. Yerushalayim was being attacked, ransacked. Yerushalayim was a har that stood above the other harim around it. And the highest place in Yerushalayim was, of course, Har HaBayis. As the Pirchei Kuhuna did what they could to protect their charge and stand by their posts, the enemy advanced and they looked for ever higher ground. Finally, they found themselves on the roof of the Heichal. Har HaBayis was the elevation at the top of Har Yerushalayim, and the Beis HaMikdash was the highest point. The roof of the Heichal was higher still. As they stood on the roof of the Heichal, they looked down and they saw the fire raging. They saw the destruction all around them. Kitos, kitos, niskaptos. It wasn't planned. They just kept running and running and groups, and finally they found themselves all together on the top of the Heichal. And in a moment of anguish, they cry out, Ribono Shel, if we are not Zoha to do our jobs, we have no choice but to return the keys to you. It was a tefillah. Please save us. And a hand comes out and accepts the keys from them. A great nace, but also a horrible validation of their deepest fears. It is not for us to judge, but who can imagine the anguish, the desperation of the Pirchei Kuhuna, Milumados B'neis, that now saw a great nace that confirmed that the Shechina was leaving. The Hemkapsu v'naflu v'socha or. Lost, anguished, Kibsula chagura sak albaun neureha, watching her husband being killed in front of her. Rabotai, it is Erev Shemitah, possibly. Since the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, more people will keep Shemitah this year than any other year since. And I'd like to say over one very small thing. With a name and an address, his name is Menachem Offen. He's someone I work with, and he has an organization called Or LaChayal. And for the past many weeks, he's been going to staging areas right before they go into Gaza, and he gives out tzitzis and tefillin. And he calls me all the time and he says, it's unbelievable to see lines of soldiers waiting to use tefillin, saying, please give me the shmira of tzitzis before I go in. Ribono Shel Olam, maybe it has come time. Maybe it is time, as we now stand on higher ground, as we are now once again niskabtu kitos kitos in this shul, in other shuls, and we have no other choice, we have come together. Let us say together, muchanim anachnu lios gizbarim ne'amanim. Ribono Shel Olam, please. Please give us back the keys.
Litzion v'yomeha, Moisha ibsulach.